from theunce.com. This is the Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Hello and welcome to the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guest today is the one and only Steve Aoki, recently voted the 15th best DJ in the world. Aoki is the founder of sensational label Dimmock Records and an extraordinary electro producer in his own right. Been on world domination, Aoki released his debut album Wonderland on Ultra Music after nearly two decades in the industry at the beginning of last year, then tore up the road with his Dead Meat tour, scorching the earth with Datsik and last week's guest Terra Vita, among others. He's got a new web series premiering today on FuseTV.com, Chasing with Steve Aoki, which pits three teams of diehard fans against one another in an Aoki-based competition of rubber dinghy crowd surfing and champagne bowling in order to spend a night partying with the superstar DJ. He tells us all about it here in a minute. Tomorrow afternoon, that's Wednesday, October 24th, the Unce Podcast will be live in Denver, Colorado. I'm lining up a killer panel at the Grassroots California store at 2209 Larimer Street, right there in downtown Denver. Stefan Jacobs will be celebrating the release of his eponymous debut album and new GRC hat with a free set. We'll also have Spankalicious and DJ Solo, who are hitting the Larimer Lounge later that night. And Mint Clothing is showing off their new fall line. We've got new GRC jackets, they're smoking up some sort of pig or cow for a giant barbecue. There's a beer for the over 21 crowd from Great Divide. It's going to be a party. That's all there is to it. DJ Ishii and A Rich with Future Bass Radio from Hot 107.1 FM will make an appearance, and we're going to hit up Future Bass Radio that evening. And if you don't live in Denver, you can stream the panel and Stefan Jacobs' set via Google Plus Hangout. This is all going down at 4:20 Mountain Time tomorrow. Watch theunce.com and facebook.com/theunce for all the details. Hope to see you out there tomorrow. Today's show is brought to you by RDO. RDO lets you listen to millions of songs ad-free wherever you are, on the web and on your phone, even offline. RDO works on your desktop, Android, BlackBerry, Roku box, iPhone, iPad, and more. Subscribe now for unlimited music and listen without limits at RDIO.com. Okay, on with the show.
So I wanted to know, the big news from last week is that you jumped over a third of the list to make it to number 15 on DJ Mag's Top 100. Earlier in the summer, you placed number 2 for America's Best DJ. Did the numbers mean anything to you? Is it an honor to be nominated, or after all these years, is it just some silly fun?
Yeah, it means a lot to me, because if the fans are voting, if that's what's really happening, they're voting for their favorite DJs. It's awesome. It's amazing that people are putting my name on their top 5 list. So I'm honored and blessed to have such amazing fans. And it's great. It's a really great feeling. You know, I mean, of course, like as I was campaigning throughout the early part of the year, I was having fun with it. I was just having, you know, it was more like, oh yeah, let's like do this, but let's do this in a funny way. Where I'm like, I can poke fun at myself and make people laugh rather than try to be too serious about it.
And I think that's evident by the picture with you holding an eagle proclaiming your runner-up status in the competition.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I'm extremely happy, but at the same time, it's so funny.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. 2012 was big for you. Wonderland exploded onto the charts at the beginning of the year. After all the sweat and time you poured into it, do you feel like you want to go back and do another album, or is it just fun to go out on the road, perform, and then do a collaboration or a remix here and there?
I'll be honest with you, this whole year is exactly what you said. Like, I finished my album, and it took so much time to close that book and to finalize all those songs that I just spent the whole year on the road. I really literally was touring the entire year of 2012. And while I was on the road, you know, I got to finish this collaboration with Knife Party in their studio, do all these like these other singles like Beat Down and Fat Brahms that came out this year, and other collabs that are coming out later on in the year. But next year I'm gonna get back on the saddle in my studio and focus on working on album two. Because I mean, it's one thing being on the road. I love it. I love touring, but I also love being in my studio and finishing up some new ideas. And I'm kind of totally inspired. I'm getting more and more inspired. I'm more influenced by so much more music and people and genres, and it's just like I'm in a completely different headspace than I was a year ago.
I wonder, was it a challenge to get artists not known for dance music like your old buddy Rivers Cuomo from Weezer to collaborate with you on the album, or did you have to coax them into it? Or does everyone by this point pretty much get electronic dance music and didn't need that much instruction?
You know what? It's case by case per artist, but yeah, Rivers Cuomo, the way I was able to get him on the track was I remixed a Weezer song when they were still on Interscope, and then he wrote me saying it was he like told his label it was his favorite Weezer remix that he's had done, and that's how we started. So he heard my Weezer remix, it was a dance remix, then I played a show with him and we started talking again some more, and I asked him to do a song for me on my album. The next day I wrote Earthquakey People, specifically with his vocal in mind. I sent him the track, and he wrote to it immediately. So I think it's all it's all timing as well. Because if the artists have the time to do it, and they are willing to take a jump into a whole different world, then why not? So it's like most people don't have the time if they're on tour or if they're working on their own album. And that's also really difficult to negotiate, like figuring out like when they have time and if you have time to wait for their time as well. So it's a lot of that.
Woo! Let me tell you all about my life. Grab a seat, get strapped in tight. You may have heard about an earthquake ride, but these ones happen deep inside. My life is a chain of troubled times, though each only lasts a little while. And then when the next one comes along, I'm getting ready to jump, jump, jump. Earthquake people, jump around. Nothing they can do will say to bring us down.
Turn my life.
Earthquakey People from Steve Aoki featuring Rivers Cuomo, followed up by Strut from Stefan Jacobs' eponymous debut. Back to the interview.
Your label, Dimmock, started off with punk and metal and hardcore and expanded to include post-rockabilly like The Willows, and then eventually evolved to bring on artists like Zedd and Datsik. So you've definitely evolved and have a sense for what's coming around the bend musically. Are you just following your passions and you know, signing artists you like, or do you have some sort of sense of, oh, I see this, you know, I see this trend sort of exploding, or, you know, this artist is pushing a new movement and let's follow this down the rabbit hole. I wonder kind of what's your process for finding new talent and finding new ways to grow.
It's a little bit of both of what you're saying. Like, first and foremost is I'm exactly following my passion. You know, Dimmock is 100% my company. So it's amazing when you have total control of something that you love to do. And, you know, I have an amazing team now. Like, before, it was just me signing everything and doing and developing artists and handling absolutely every part of the business. And now my main function at Dimmock is just A&R-ing and figuring out the developing strategies to develop these artists and then signing them. And figuring out, like, you know, because, like, at the same time, I also never want to get pigeonholed into one category too much. So even like when we were putting out like rock and roll, like we put out like The Kills and Soledad Brothers and the Von Bondies and The Willows and The Gossip, you know, I wanted to also put out British rock. You know, we put out Block Party and Mystery Jets and Whitey and Scanners and Klaxons and stuff like that. And at the same time, I didn't want to just put out British rock. I wanted to put out like post-punk and instrumental music like Battle and From Monument to Masses. But like, I always want to keep evolving the business and evolving the brand, and I love all kinds of music, and I'm always interested in finding the new thing, the new sound, and even with dance music, there's many different genres. Like, I mean, we just signed Azorian Third and putting out their album, you know, in a few weeks, and we have Proxy, which is like completely different than Azorian Third, and Infected Mushroom, which is psytrance, is so separate from everything else, and Datsik, which is, you know, obviously dubstep, and Bloody Beavers, which is full-blown, like, electro, and Zedd, and Zedd's Dead, and Dot of Life, and all these different artists, they're doing their own thing, and I always want to continue to sign, like, the new sound, like, people that are creating their own genres. And that's what's happening now. Like, artists have the power to literally create their own genres of sound.
Spanglicious with Saturday Night Trap.
Drugs. thank you. No, I'm straight.
I meant, are you in here for drugs?
Why are you here?
Drugs.
Yeah.
DJ Solo with his brand new mix, Space Base, and a little help from Bauer, Marilyn Manson, Creedence, The Dude, and Charlie Sheen. Oh, and drugs. Spank and Solo will be hitting the UNS podcast and workshop tomorrow at the Grassroots Store in downtown Denver alongside Stefan Jacobs before their show at Larimer Lounge tomorrow night.
Can't stop a bones. Drinking, drinking, smoking, smoking. That's my daily routine. After rocking shows and low scoping, focus on the wrong things, like the dark side of your dreams. And it really, truly seems that it's supposed to happen, man. It's just supposed to happen, and I'll probably still achieve what I dreamed of. Even if I'm leaned up or high, I'm harder than design. Listening to Gucci, man, with plenty of my mind. The good times, bro.
Cudi the Kid from Steve Aoki featuring Kid Cudi and Travis Barker. Let's wrap up the interview. In tune with you wanting to evolve and finding new projects, you're helping produce a web series for Fuse TV, Chasing with Steve Aoki. Three teams of your biggest fans have to compete in these crazy challenges to win a chance to party with you for a night. Is this something you pitched, or was this brought to you and you thought, why, yes, I suppose my life is crazy enough to be turned into a reality game show?
Yeah, you know, the creative producers that brought this to me, it's like, first of all, when they brought the idea to me, I thought the idea was really interesting. And then I met these guys, and we were totally in sync. We totally all kind of met on the same page and followed the same page on every turn. So, you know, it's like, it's so important to work with the right team. You want to make sure that you and your vision and their vision are on the same page, and that's what's with these guys, we're definitely in sync. So yeah, it's just a really great concept. They're integrating all these different live elements from my show into the game challenges, and then with the closeout, just full blown party and hang time in Vegas. So the two people that won are awesome. Really, had a lot of energy, really cool people with amazing stories, coming from, different worlds, and watching, the World Series unfold with different challenges, everyone, jumping through all these challenges was really funny. It's really funny stuff, so I'm happy I did it with these guys.
Did you feel like you had to step up your antics when you partied with the winners? I mean, they went through all this jumping through cake and blowing up champagne bottles. Did you have to kick it up a notch so you could satisfy them and yourself?
Well, honestly, whenever I look out into the crowd when I'm DJing, I want to try to satisfy everyone out there. I want to make sure everyone is having, you know, the best time that I could possibly give them. And I want people to remember the show, and remember, most importantly, remember the musical experience that they're getting. Because that's the number one factor of why I do everything I do, is the music is 90%. And the show on top of the music is the 10% that's like, brings you into the music. So, yeah, of course, when they're there, I wanted them to have the most fun that they've had, you know.
I'm sure they had a blast, and we get to enjoy it starting now on Fuse TV. Steve Aoki, thank you so much for being on the UNS podcast.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Heartbreaker from Steve Aoki featuring Love Fox to close things out today. That track and every other Aoki cut was on his debut album Wonderland, available now on Ultra Records. Special thanks go to Sona Martirosyan with Alloy Digital, and of course my guest, Steve Aoki. Catch Chasing with Steve Aoki beginning today on FuseTV.com. Remember, tomorrow, Wednesday, October 24th, the UNS podcast will be live in Denver, Colorado at the Grassroots Store at 2209 Larimer Street, beginning at 4:20 Mountain Time. We'll be streaming the panel live on Google Plus Hangout with Spankalicious and DJ Solo and Stefan Jacobs, who's releasing his new hat with GRC. Just dropped a self-titled album and is playing an in-store set. This is all free, so come on down if you're in the area for barbecue, beer, and beats. We've got fan club tickets for sale at tickets.theunce.com. Pick yourself up some tickets for Eodo in Lafayette, Indiana at the end of November. And just announced today the beginning of the World Party at the Parish in Austin, Texas on December 21st, featuring the Naughties, Warriors, and Blockhead. Tickets are only $21.12, so grab them while you can at tickets.theunce.com. There are only 400 available. We've got even more deals on the way for you, so keep it locked. Today's show is brought to you by RDO. RDO lets you listen to millions of songs ad-free wherever you are, on the web and on your phone, even offline. Subscribe now for unlimited music and listen without limits at RDIO.com. Please visit theunce.com for news, artist profiles, tour dates, and now tickets to some of the biggest shows across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, you'd like to be a guest on the UNS podcast, or you'd like to sponsor an episode, contact me at anand@theunce.com. That's A-N-A-N-D at theunce.com. Join the conversation at The UNS Podcast on Twitter. We'll catch you next week.